Today we're going to briefly discuss how great of a company Amazon is, but we're going to identify what retailers can do to still compete in this very different and ever-changing retail or online retail environment. We're going to discuss big players like Bass Pro Shop, independent chains, and at its core, we're going to discuss how retailers can think outside the box to create a customer experience that people enjoy, that's friendlier, and overall, more customer-centric.
Harry, welcome back. How are
Justin.
You doing?
I'm quite happy to be here.
I'm happy you're here, too.
So, what do you got for me today?
All right, you're going to like this one. Today, I wanted to discuss what Amazon does great, but how a small retailer can still compete in the world of online shopping.
Wow, this is really going to be short. So the first part of the question is, what does Amazon do great? And the answer to that is everything.
All things, right?
They're just so spectacular. What a disruptor of retail life in America is all about, you know, not the world. So what do they do right? Well, first of all, they make it easy to get out to navigate and use the site. They make it easy to pay. They make it easy to track. They're just on top of it. They've taken their resources, I think. They've taken their resources and used them to continually upgrade and enhance the site. So let's just say they completely disrupted the retail marketplace, and they're rocking and rolling, and I absolutely adore them.
Yeah, I think one area that I've always thought is just shocking at how great they're at is actually their customer service. Whenever I do have an issue or don't get a package or something weird happens, they literally have a no questions asked, I'm here to help you attitude all the time.
And they're not judgmental about it.
Oh, no, not at all.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, you could return it, but no, it's just absolutely. They're not trying to sell you something else. So it's, here's your refund, boom, game, set, match. Not, would you like a credit and, you know, spend later. They just do it right.
Yeah. Well, how do we compete? How do we compete as little retailers in this environment where you have the 800-pound gorilla in the room?
Well, first of all, it's pretty difficult to say that you could sell merchandise that they're not selling because, frankly, I find it difficult to not find everything that they have on the site. There are certain stores or certain categories of merchandise that they don't make available, but I'm not going to start a business just on that. Retail is best when it's a tactile experience. You get to touch and feel the product. That's pretty awesome compared to just looking at a picture. I think you know that. And certain people love to buy. They love to try on. They love to push buttons. They enjoy that process. And what an independent retailer can do that Amazon can't do is put things into context for me personally. In other words, as I'm looking for things in a particular category, a salesperson can get to know me personally, what my goals and motivations are, and give me a broad perspective of the options, and zero me in on a product. And that's what sales, and frankly, retail should be entertaining anyway. I mean, there was an expression coined a while back called shoppertainment. You know, I'm not saying that we set up an amusement park, but in fact, retail stores today are really quite boring. But if it's an enjoyable experience and you have a relationship with somebody at store level, oh my goodness, it's Amazon who can't compete with that.
What are some experiences that a retailer can create in their space to make the customer feel special, to kind of make them stand out above the rest? I've got some ideas and some experiences that I've had. I'm just curious of what you've seen that you enjoy.
Have you ever been in a Bass Pro Shop store?
Oh, yeah.
Is that game, set, match or what?
I mean, it's incredible.
Now, if you live near a Bass Pro Shop, I mean, within 30 minutes of a Bass Pro Shop, would you buy stuff on? I mean, they have a great online presence too, for sure they do. Right. And so you can buy your outdoor stuff at the Bass Pro Shop or Amazon or Cabela's or anybody else's. But what's the chance you would buy it online if you could actually go to the store?
Well, the store is like going to Disneyland for adults, right? I mean, you just want to go play around with stuff. I could spend 3 hours in there and not even know what happened.
Yeah, but even if you just need, if you need, you know, some shotgun shells, you know, 12 shotgun shells, you go, oh, well, I'm going to pop by the store, you know, right?
That's right. That's right.
I mean, it's the craziest thing in the world. I mean, there's plenty of stores. Look, you don't have to be a 100,000 square foot store to put on an entertaining experience. But if you get the idea of what they did to just completely change the world of outdoor, then you start to get an idea to some greater or lesser degree what your mandate is to, you know, what you have to do to provide your customers with an incredible experience. I'm working with a lady in a town that I live who owns an antique barn. It's a pretty interesting thing. Not necessarily my style of merchandise, but what she's really done is turned it into a swap meet. So she leases out or rents out 10 by 10, 5 by 10 spaces to people that have collected all this stuff. And, you know, they have their little booth and most of the people don't even show up. And people who like that kind of stuff go into her place and it's a wonderland of antique-y things. And I'm consulting with her family's other retail businesses and she says, what do you think? And I actually thought the store looked pretty darn good. And there was no employees really, just a couple people to help out every once in a while. And I didn't have a whole lot of suggestions other than the fact that I thought she should have set up a very formal and exciting tea shop with just these exotic teas and crumpets or scones or something. Because it was just kind of had that whole vibe to it. And so that people could come out with their friends, and mostly women buy this stuff, some guys, but I mean the audience is mostly women. And, you know, they come out with their buddies, have a little tea, you know, shop around a little bit. You see what I'm saying? Just add a little something to it.
Yeah.
You know, that would make the experience a little bit more tactile.
I lived in Munich for a couple of years, and the Germans actually do like to shop. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but the retail in Germany, especially for men, is over the top. But no matter where you went, small or large retail stores, you'd always be offered some type of espresso or Prosecco or wine during your shopping experience, just to elevate it a little bit more. And I rarely see stuff like that in the U.S., except I did in Dallas once at a Ralph Lauren store. I was walking in and they had a guy walking around with high-end truffles on a silver platter just to give you as you're shopping. There's little cool things like that that you remember, go, wow, that's different. But I feel like the cost is almost nothing to create that experience.
Yes. Well, I've talked about my high-end stereo and electronic stores enough on this thing, but we had a full bar in the back. So they were not allowed back there to go to the bar, but if some, you know, we would always say, hey, what can I get you to drink? And they would go, ho, 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 I'll have a beer. And we go, what kind? Or, ho, 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 I'll have a scotch. And we go, single malt or blended. So we had that available. Look, I don't want to put lipsticks on. I don't want to put lipstick on a pig. I mean, you have a miserable business, and all of a sudden you're serving beer is not going to solve the problem. It's a combination of so many things. But the truly the only way we're going to knock out these online retailers is to make sure that the experience itself is over the top. So salespeople are highly trained to within an inch of their life on product knowledge, salesmanship, operations. They represent the customer, not the store, so that they provide them with all the things that you're always trying to get to the word yes instead of no. And then you can have ancillary things, such as something to drink or a variety of little munchy things and so forth and so on. Americans got into this funk where you know, no food or drink in a store. You touch it, you buy it. We're just so unfriendly. I'm trying to figure out how to be more friendly in this group of people that are not customer centric at all. Are trying to figure out how to not be helpful. So the game is, what does the customer want to experience? What turns them on? I'll give you an example. It's so simple. In a women's clothing store, we always try to have a little section where there's a television and a couple chairs and some men's magazines and some sporting event. I mean, women eventually or sometimes drag the hubby in, and this guy wants to, you know, shoot himself. I'm not saying it's always the case, but you know, he wants to be there in loving support. And let's keep him entertained. So there's lots of things we could do. My God, if you were to just sit around and say, how do we create an environment where the customer really digs this stuff? For example, if the policy was that salespeople were not allowed to touch merchandise and that only customers could, we right there we'd have a change.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Walk me through that.
Think about how many times that I see this all the time. I'll give you an example. Let's say you go to one of these big electronic stores, you want to buy a brand new camera, and you say, well, what about this? And then the salesperson picks up the camera, right? And he starts hitting the knobs and turning it around and doing all those other guys. You got to be kidding me. Salesperson should never touch that. I'd put it in the customer's hands, get them involved, get them using it, find a way for them to use it.
I'm going through all these applications in my head right now as you're talking. From experience I've had in the past where I was not given the chance to kind of explore the item on my own.
Think about all the things that an online experience can't give you. You make a list, get together with your staff. What are all the things that we could do in a store that can't be done online? And start to exaggerate those things. Make them exceedingly important. Drive it home to your customers that the reason to come to this place is because of these things that can happen. It's not a matter of just a return policy or convenience. Well, sometimes it is convenience, but stores can make things convenient. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times have a store said, hey, do you want to put this in your car and schlep it home? I know you got other shopping you do. You want me to ship it to you, get it tomorrow or, you know, the next day? I mean, we could do that too.
That's right. You know, I think about my, you know, we sometimes reference my dad's shop in San Diego, that scuba shop. And I'm just thinking about the tent sale. And for those of you that don't have never seen this thing, I think it was a brainchild of Harry. Thank you.
No, it wasn't. He was going to have a tent sale, but we took it to a level that 20 years later, it's still a magical.
Well, it makes no sense, right? You've got people coming in, and here's what we found out. So we do these incredible deals, just over the top. And Americans love a good deal. And even in the age of Amazon and convenience of shopping online, there's people that come down and they'll wait in line to buy a $15 item that normally costs $100 for 2 hours. They're standing in line. I mean, you should see this line. But you know what my dad does to try to set them apart, the entire time everybody's in line, he's walking and talking to every single person. He's got an entire shopping cart full of beer, water, and soda for anybody who wants it. He's got popcorn and food. And it's an event. It's an actual event.
Absolutely. But it only happens a couple times a year. So a retailer's solution to Amazon is not once or twice a year doing something.
No.
But if you were to take the spirit of that and turn that into your everyday activity, wow. Wow. It's anyway, so this is a short podcast, but the answer is really simple. Get your staff together and you and anybody else that's involved in the company at a high level and have a very, very serious meeting about all those things that the online experience in your category can't give you. Now, the reason that I'm not really going off on this thing is there's 1,000 kinds of retailers and 1,000 kinds of answers here, and I can't go about answering all of them for sure. Can't do that. But all I did was the same thing I'm telling you to do. It's just like, what can we do that online can't do? And let's exacerbate this thing. Let's blow it up and make it really rock and roll.
Absolutely. And for all those retailers out there that need some help brainstorming on some ideas, they can always send us a message. Maybe we can build a podcast around something that's interesting.
Do you really think we're running out of ideas on how we can work with retailers to explode their sales, Justin?
Absolutely not. But every once in a while, I want to bring in some feedback.
You want to show the sensitivity side of our business.
Yeah, how responsive we are to our customers' needs. Right.
I think we are.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense to teach it, not be it.
Well, thank you, Harry, for this wonderful example of what retailers can do to beat out Amazon. Even though I love Amazon, yeah. I hope they don't go away.
Trust me, they're not. But there are some retailers that are going away. You did read how many retail stores are closing, didn't you?
Yeah, it's shrinking quite
thousands. A bit. And guess what? Bye. See ya. Don't miss ya. There's going to be very few retailers that survive at a high level, and they are rocking it. And I just to finish this podcast off, I advise all retailers to take a look at what the people are doing to rock and roll out there with some unique merchandise. Stores look great. Salespeople are off the charts. You will always have an audience. There's not going to be a lot of you that'll have an audience because retail is shrinking in terms of square footage of brick and mortar. But the ones that get it right are still busy as all get out.
You have been listening to Retail Revisited. If our conversation today inspired you, please be sure to rate us on iTunes or share us with your friends. You can see a full list of all our episodes at thefriedmangroup.com. And for more information on how the Friedman Group can transform your business, you can contact us at sales@thefriedmangroup.com. A special thanks to Harry J. Friedman for sharing his 35 years of unbelievable experience for all of us to hear.